Now, the big show in the sky last night over the Midwest. Shortly after 10 p.m. Central Time, people in Wisconsin, Iowa, Illinois, also Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, Indiana, and Michigan reported seeing a bright light streaking across the sky. Some described it as a huge fireball. We're going to hear from some witnesses now, starting with Kim Kienitz, who's a first responder in Avoca, Wisconsin.
My girlfriend Brenda and I, we were coming back from our refresher first responder class. We started coming into the town of Cobb, and we were just, casually talking. Then all of a sudden, the town just started getting light. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, this town has got really good light. Then all of a sudden, it just started getting greener and greener, like somebody just turned a button to turn up the color of green in the sky. And all of a sudden, we just see this big, huge ball of fire, and it looked like a roman candle. And my girlfriend said, no, it was a shooting star. And I'm like, no, that is not a shooting star, it's a meteorite. And she's like, well, it's the same difference.
Well, we'll hear more about what it was in a moment. Kimberly Kienitz, thanks a lot for describing that for us. On to Pete Pokrant in Madison, Wisconsin. What were you doing last night?
I happened to be lucky enough to be out walking my dog about 10 o'clock. And I saw a flash, and I looked up and noticed that the sky to the west almost looked blue. I mean, it looked like daylight. And I saw basically the same bright green flickering object. There were, like, sparks seeming to come off of it. And then there were a couple of bright flashes, and it broke into several pieces. I could see three specific orange pieces in kind of a triangular formation. And they continued on for maybe 5 or 10 seconds and then appeared to burn out.
Well, Mr. Parker, and thanks so much for telling us what you saw last night. And we're going to now ask Bill Cook, whose business is, how do you describe it, space rocks?
That's correct.
At NASA, at the Marshall Space Center in Huntsville, Alabama. What did they see? What was it?
Well, what they saw was definitely a meteor, a bright meteor we call a bolide. I checked with Stratcom, and it was definitely not a reentry of space junk. So what they saw was natural, and based on our initial energy estimates, it was a rock probably about a yard across that skimmed across the atmosphere and broke up.
Just a yard across, and bringing that much light with it.
Yes, we're not done with analysis, but right now our initial energy estimates put it at about 100 tons of TNT.
What would have happened had it gone straight down, or would it have broken apart if it had gone straight down?
Meteors this small typically are broken apart as this one. If you look at what information we have, Doppler radar picked up pieces of this meteorite descending. So you actually got echoes on Doppler radar, which showed a trail. And those are tiny particles of this meteorite after it broke apart descending to the ground.
So does that mean that there really is no place where we would find the impact of this meteorite on Earth because it broke up? Or is there some place where at least a big rock hit the Earth last night?
There are no craters, but I guarantee you there are little pieces of meteorite scattered on the ground somewhere in Wisconsin, but no really big piece, no smoking crater.
You're just covering up the Martian spacecraft, aren't you?
No.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Bill Cook, from the Marshall Space Center, NASA's Marshall Space Center in Huntsville, Alabama. And you can watch a couple of video clips of that meteor shooting across the Wisconsin sky at our website, npr.org.